we're going to qualify one more person before Murph comes on with Brad Mangin to get in the pool, and we will pick our four winners tonight on the postgame show. Dinner at Original Joe's for us. You can bring a guest. Looks like April 25th. And here's the trivia question. 478-KMBR is the number. All right. In what year did the Giants set their team record for the most home runs hit in a season since 1958? What year did they do it? 2001, Bonds, Kent, J.T. Snow, and Rich Aurelia. 1987, Will Clark, Chili Davis, Jeff Leonard, Candy Maldonado, Kevin Mitchell. 2000, Barry Bonds, Kent, Snow, Aurelia, and Ellis Burks. 62, we'll go back that far, Mays, McCovey, Cepeda, and Felipe Alou. What year was it? 2001, 2000, 62, or 87 when they set that record? 415-478-KNBR, and we'll get a winner, and we'll get them in the pool for the pick tonight to go to Original Joe's. Brad Mangin joins us, and Murph. Let's get Murph on the show, Scott. There we go. Murph, how are you?
I'm awesome, Marty, but I want to vote for 2006 Ryan Klesko, Steve Finley, Ray Durham, Marquise Grissom. That's my vote for no.
All right. Well, you'll be having Original Joe's outside. You won't be in the restaurant. That's all right.
Hey, but I know you're psyched about that Original Joe's burger coming to the park.
Yeah.
I feel like you had a hand in that, Marty.
Honestly, I did a little bit to some degree. John Dugan and Mario Aliota put it together, but Janine, my favorite usher, told me, on Media Day, it was the best thing she had on Media Day of the new food. She said that last night.
I think the only way to analyze that is to speak in Marty E's and say, come on.
It's fabulous. Take a drink.
Marty, by the way, before we welcome my good buddy Brad in, and I know he's in there with you, I just want to say, huge honor to be on the show. I've been a fan since you and I used to troll the Oakland Coliseum in the 90s.
True.
And you were doing it out there in Walnut Creek, and you've built this empire, and I'm a devoted listener, so I'm stoked to be on.
Thank you. All right, I want to talk about this book, and I want you to talk about how it came together, because I'm looking right at it, Never Say Die. Brad's pictures, Murph, and you've seen them, there is no one that can touch the reality that he brings to a baseball book about the faces and just the moment. And you did the commentary, and you wrote about it. How did all this come together?
So the main theme we want to get across here, first of all, is that what you just said can't be emphasized enough, is that Brad's pictures are so fantastic and so incredible that I feel like an assistant coach on, like, Bill Walsh's staff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like the linebackers coach on Bill Walsh's staff, because I've aligned myself with the greatest baseball photographer in the country, and as a result, he's a Giants fan, and we share season tickets, and as a result, now this is the second time we've collaborated where I just basically write the words of the season that get people. My words are the thing you turn through to get to Brad's pictures, which are incredible. So the long story short, Marty, is that Brad and I are both longtime, you know, we're both Bay Area natives, we're both Giants fans since the AstroTurf days, since the Johnny LeMaster days. It's this bond that we've had ever since we've known each other through sports media. We share season tickets at the ballpark. In 2010, when they won the World Series, it blew our minds so thoroughly. Brad came to me and he said, you have the words, I have the pictures, we're doing a book. We did it. It was called Worth the Wait. It was great. 2 years later, Marty, we're on the left field dual bridge after game two. I run into Brad. He's got his lens over his shoulder. He's on his way to the airport to Detroit for game three. And I said, Brad, we're doing it again. And he said, I've got the pictures, Murph. So this time we hooked up with a great publisher called Cameron & Company in Petaluma. And they said to Brad, this is your oyster. Give us your best pictures. We're going to lay them out in big, bold, beautiful style. And you can see it, Marty. You're holding it. And, I mean, you want to talk about the guy who signed the 9-year deal yesterday?
Yeah.
There are about a million epic pictures of Buster Posey in this book. I wrote the book with the story through the window of the 6 elimination games as they kind of stood thematically for the entire season. And then you turn, after you read about 20 pages of that, it's about 100 pages of Brad's pictures. I couldn't be happier with it. It's gorgeous. I know, you're holding it right there in front of
me. I'm looking through it. You know what? You know, and we got to run in a little bit, but Never Say Die, Amazon, you can order it now. Brad, it's coming out at the end of the month, pretty much?
Yeah, it'll be out the end of April, and they'll start shipping then. And if you want to come, see me and Murph, we'll be signing at Book Passage in Corte Madera on Saturday night, April 27th. That'll
right.
be one of the first public chances that you have to get the book in your hands, see me and Murph, give a talk, and talk Giants baseball.
Well, Ozzie's sweet for me. Growing up, Sport Magazine, you know, those pictures in Sport Magazine were the best that I had ever seen. Brad, I tell you this, I tell you from the bottom of my heart, these pictures are as good as Ozzie's sweet.
Oh, wow.
That's how good this book is.
Ozzie just passed away.
But if you know Sport Magazine, this is as good or better than anything Ozzie's sweet ever did. So, Murph, this is terrific. Go ahead.
You got a picture in there that jumps out at you? Can you
just
give me one that you like?
It's the Prince Fielder sliding into home. Brad's got the first shot before the foot is down, and then and Posey tagging him. So there's no question he's out. And then the second shot is the finish of the swipe tag.
Brad, is that your favorite? What's your favorite, Brad?
Well, he's got to run, Murph. We'll have you on again.
We'll do it.
All right.
Scott Ryan.
All right. Great, guys. I appreciate everything. All right, Murph. Have a good afternoon. We'll pick this up on the postgame if you want to call back. You can talk a little more. All right.